This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author, Moody al-Rashid, her new book, Between Two Rivers, the story of Mesopotamia, the ancient cities of Mesopotamia. And here, Moody addresses Ur and the discovery that the bricks that built the ziggurats and the walls were messages from 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years before the building of the wall. They were also messages from the men and women who built the wall and the ziggurat, stamped messages, as if every element of building was important to leave behind. We were here. Here's the ziggurat of Ur. These are ancient towns dating to 4,000, 5,000 years ago. Much more of this coming up later in the month. Moody al-Rashid, Between Two Rivers.
Yeah, great question. So some bricks get stamped with an inscription, and we sort of in the field call it the earliest printing press because it's essentially a stamp. And there have been stamps recovered in archaeological excavations. They're not a kind of theorized thing, with the inscription in reverse on it. And then they would just stamp the brick and the inscription would come out in the correct order, usually saying the name of the king responsible for the building works, and the name of the building or the god that the building is dedicated to, for example. In Ur, if we go back to Ur, where Enigaldinana served as the high priestess to the moon god, the ziggurat there, the great ziggurat there, which is still there, the bricks are, a lot of the bricks are stamped with the earliest builder of that ziggurat, whose name is Ur-Nammu, and he lived around 2000 BCE. So it says something like, building built by Ur-Nammu in dedication to the moon god. Something that simple, but, What the stamps do is they make it possible to stamp many, many bricks without having to rely on the expertise and time of a scribe. Anyone could stamp a brick. So it was, yeah, quite an interesting innovation that they made.
Did they-